Hi, I'm Jordan Hawley, the writer of this episode and one of the producers on the show. We're opening here with the teaser, and we really wanted to open with something that strengthened the triangle between Junior and Chris and Rebecca. You know, Junior and Chris have been split for a while now, but, you know, they're all still friends, so we're dealing in that arena of, you know, how do you become friends with somebody that you used to go out with? And, you know, there's still feelings and sparks between Chris and Junior, and yet they are both going down their separate roads. You know, converting back to friendship is a tough thing. So we were looking for a scene where we wanted to, you know, mislead the audience into thinking things were going well between Chris and Junior and that they were sort of sinking into a comfortable relationship. And then suddenly Rebecca, the new woman in Junior's life, shows up and makes it very clear to Chris that things have changed between her and Junior, and perhaps changed between Chris and the group. You know, when you're part of a group of friends and you stop going out with somebody in that group, there's always that question, well, am I still going to be friends with not only that person, but the group as a whole? And I think one of the main tensions in this episode is going to be whether Chris's success and the advancement of her career is going to take her away from her friends at Raintree, and in particular, Junior. And like everyone else, I have no idea what words are being said during this song, but it sounds good. Now, following up on what I was saying about Chris advancing in her career and having to decide how far to take her career and having to confront choices about, do I put my career first or my friends first? In order to dramatize that tension, we created a new character, a guest character, Hal Burney, who is a famous trainer. You know, as anyone gets successful, they've got to often make difficult decisions, and he was the device, that the character that is going to force Chris to make some difficult decisions about her future. When we originally broke the story in the room, and when I wrote the first draft, this character was initially written as older than the actor who ended up playing him. We decided to go with a younger actor, well, one, based on just the people available, and two, he really embodies the opposite of Pablo, and it seemed more appropriate to make him roughly the same age as Pablo, so that Chris, you know, really had a difficult choice in terms of deciding whose philosophy to follow, whether it's this very successful hot trainer's philosophy or Pablo's philosophy. You know, one of the interesting things here is Pablo is not nearly as successful as this trainer, and even though Chris instinctively follows or is more at home with Pablo's school of thought, the seduction and the pressure of somebody who has a proven track record, so to speak, you know, is incredibly alluring, and somebody who's charismatic and, if you play your cards right, take you to the Kentucky Derby and make that dream come true is incredibly alluring. It's really the seed of conflict that blossoms throughout this episode. You know, it's always tough when you write an episode where so much conflict comes from a guest character. You take a big risk in casting. If the person is great, you're in luck, but you also run the risk that the person isn't good. And, you know, happily we have had tremendous luck with our guest characters, but it's always a big risk. You know, you're always, as a writer, on safer ground when you're using the cast, the regular cast members of the show, because you know what they can do, you know what their strengths and weaknesses are. When you write an episode with a guest character, you have no idea who is going to play that person. You don't know really what they look like, what their voice sounds like, and you have to make up that person and hope that casting is able to match your description, your voice, as best as possible. You know, Rebecca is a guest character as well. She appeared for a number of episodes, and again, you know, the actress Amanda did a fantastic job of bringing this character to life. But we didn't know who was going to play Rebecca until a week or so before shooting, long after the script had been written. Now, this isn't the first episode she appears in, but, you know, we talked at length about her character. You know, one of the challenges when you're writing a relationship, especially in an episodic TV series, is you've got to really come up with ways to advance it and to show that the relationship has advanced past the previously aired episode. I mean, these people, in theory, keep living and breathing and having their relationships between the episodes. And one of the ways that we decided to show their relationship had advanced was have them move in together. And this was a risky decision, but we thought it would be fun because everybody has been in that situation where they've just moved in with a girlfriend or boyfriend and they're sort of feeling their way around, trying to figure out what the parameters of the relationship are going to be. And it was also a way for us to show that their relationship had advanced and had grown more serious. And it was also a way to heighten the tension between Junior and Chris, because Chris doesn't know that they're living together. This show, like many dramas that focus on relationships, is really made up of triangles. There's Junior, Chris, and Rebecca. There's Charlie, Pete, and Jean. And in order to make these triangles resonate, in order to get dramatic tension out of them, you know, you've got to try to pull them apart and reconfigure them every few episodes. And so by moving Junior and Rebecca in together, we really heighten the tension not only between Junior and Rebecca, but between Junior and Chris. Now, speaking of triangles, this relationship is really a triangle between Chris, her new trainer, Hal Burney, and Pablo. The character of Burney is based on a mix of a number of trainers, and he's all about winning and does not have the philosophical, sort of more mystical beliefs that Pablo does in horses. And there is a school of trainers that really exists that believes that horses should be run at a very young age and that they should be driven hard, that they should be ridden hard right up until the day of the race. More conventional wisdom suggests there are hard training days and more relaxed training days, and that you don't run a horse just before the race. But some of the trainers who subscribe to this sort of newer, more rogue philosophy have had tremendous success and have won a lot of races, and the philosophy that Burney espouses is very different from Pablo's.